Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let me ask you this. So I'm wearing a hat right now. And can you read what the hat says? Do you see what the hat says? By the way,
it's a U.S. Open hat of some kind.
Do we also agree, Mac, I want your input on this. When they put the videos out there, this hat looks exactly like a hat that Jeff Phelps wears. I look like I'm cosplaying as Jeff Phelps in these YouTube videos.
I mean, you guys both have the same initials anyway, too. So.
JP, but I look like I'm cosplaying as him.
It does look like a Phelps hat.
You definitely...
Don't I look like I'm like trying to be Jeff Phelps in these videos?
Did you drive in a minivan?
Oh, I was going to say, all you need is a minivan, and there you are.
I love Jeff Phelps, but I don't think Jeff Phelps is who you want to accidentally start, like, looking like in every sort of fashion of life.
I don't know.
I'm too young for this.
Are you going to get an angry meme at this point? Just kind of have a pissed off look.
No, but that'd be really funny. So my father-in-law went to the practice round on Wednesday. The one that's so Oakmont, what's been on your TV the entire time you've been in the studio. And I noticed you are not like Fedor and you are not like Danny Cunningham, who they love golf and they were watching every single shot that was on the television and they were dialed in the same way I was dialed in. I noticed you don't care as much about the golf world, it seems like, or at least about this tournament. You're dialed into the radio show and I like that about you.
I didn't even realize the U.S. Open was going until I looked up and I saw it say U.S. Open.
You had no clue. This is one of golf's four biggest tournaments. This is one of the majors.
Once Tiger retired, I was pretty much, my addiction to my television set during major golf tournaments disappeared.
Okay, so I feel like you are the person. So I'm very much wear whatever you want to wear and whatever makes you happy. So I feel like you, though, are sometimes not the fashion police, because it's not like you're the most fashionable person in the world.
Hey, wait a minute. What are you trying to say here?
I'm saying exactly what I said. It's not like you're the most fashionable person in the world. I do like your get up today.
Listen, I dress for comfort, not style. I will never, ever be
accused. From what I understand, though, when Spencer Germ wore a Red Sox hat, you got on him pretty intently.
You can't wear that.
When Mitch
Cleveland.
Wore a Yankees hat, you got on him intently. And I noticed that Mac did not wear his Detroit Tigers hat that he got from his dead grandpa, basically because you were in the building.
Good.
Is it all right that I wear this U.S. Open
hat? Yes, 100%.
Despite not actually going to the U.S. Open?
100%. Fine.
That's okay?
Absolutely.
Because I feel very fraudulent. Like, I think this might be the last day that I end up wearing it. Not because it makes me look like Jeff Phelps in these videos, but more importantly, because I just feel like I didn't go.
So here's
people are going to see me and they'll be like, how was Oakmont? Oh my gosh, you went to the Open. I see the squirrel on there. That's fantastic. And I'll have to be like, oh, my dad went. He got it for me. It was a practice of round event and he got it for me.
Great. I actually, that runs me into a problem that I have right now. I need to get a baseball hat that I can wear like to Berea or in here, but I can't wear a Cavs hat. I can't wear a Guardians hat. Certainly can't wear a Browns hat.
No, you can't wear any of the team's hats.
And I don't want to wear any Ohio State gear. I sometimes will throw the hoodie on and I kind of get away with that a little bit, but I need a hat that I can wear for like during training camp and stuff.
Why don't you just pretend to be a golf guy? Just wear Titleist hats, wear golf tournament hats.
Do I get a Nike hat? I can get away with that. Like, what do I do? I'm not wearing a bucket hat. I've tried the bucket hat.
You can't wear a bucket hat.
Yeah, no.
Unless you're on a boat or on the beach or in any of those type of settings, the bucket hat just does not play.
Can't do it. So what do I do? Just get me
And not wearing a hat is not an option for you.
Because
you want the sun is what you're trying to protect here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Can I get the Superman hats that are coming out? Can I get one of those? Is that acceptable?
Too nerdy.
Too nerdy if I go Superman?
Yeah, way too nerdy.
Okay.
Yeah. Every player is going to look at you, and like there might be a couple that are like, oh, sweet Superman hat, because there's a couple of NFL players that type of stuff.
I'm wearing a Batman t-shirt underneath my shirt today.
Listen, it's not going to shock them that you're nerdy. They know who you are. They've met you. But also, I wouldn't go out and do that intentionally.
Okay.
Yeah, that way you want to avoid that. But I also don't think you should wear like a Nike hat or anything either, because some of them are repped by Nike, some of them are not repped by Nike, and
I need to go hatless. I need to keep doing what I've been doing.
We can find this. If you wear a Titleist hat, if you wear a golf hat, I think most people would just be like, oh.
Then I'm a fraud because I don't play golf all that often.
I know, it wouldn't work for you.
And I'm not very good.
It wouldn't work for you. But most people would just think, oh, you're a guy close to your 50s. You probably like golf. It's kind of how this works.
You can also wear old teams that don't exist anymore either, like a Montreal Expos hat or something like that too.
Yeah, no chance.
Brooklyn Dodgers.
How do we feel about minor league teams?
Well, see, that was the other thing.
Could you wear an Akron Rubber Duck hat? Little duckies?
Yeah.
You get the little duckies?
It'd have to be like, my sister used to live in Alabama, so she sent me a bunch of Trash Panda gear. So I have a bunch of Trash Panda t-shirts at home.
Oh, that's fun.
And so, I don't know, maybe I get a Trash Panda hat.
Yeah. See, now we're talking because you're still in the sports world.
Right.
But is it like, the whole conversation?
I mean, yesterday, I wore my Bull Durham t-shirt to practice, and that was not a big, you know, got my, you know, you hit the bull, get steak, hit grass, get salad.
Yeah, but then people might think you like covered the team or something too, though. Might be another side of this. Like, so the part of
I am getting text messages right now with advice.
Well, so the part of this that's always confusing to me is, so if you wear a hat or a shirt that says anything,
right,
you're asking people to then invite themselves into the conversation. Like, for instance, the other day, this guy was wearing a Bandon Dunes t-shirt. Bandon Dunes is a golf course in Oregon, but it's a really private, not private, I'm sorry, it's public, but it's a resort course that a lot of golfers want to go to. And I saw this guy wearing this Bandon Dunes shirt. And I walked up and I was like, oh, wow, Bandon. Like, that's great. Did you love your time there? Was it as cool as everyone says it was? And then he went into a whole conversation.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Conversation about Bandon Dunes and how great it was, how much fun he had. And like that's part of the problem I have in wearing this Oakmont US Open hat is people are might come up and be like, oh, it's 2 hours away in Pennsylvania. Did you go? Like, Medigan's there today. It's not unheard of that I would have gone to the U.S. Open this weekend. And they'll come up and ask that, and I'll just feel like a big fraudulent phony.
I'm just going to get a minor league baseball hat. That's what I'm going to do.
That's the right answer for you.
I think that's what I'm going to do.
Trash pandas, all sorts of one of the fun ones or anything like that. Yeah. Play around with it for a little bit. Find one of the funny logos and go from there.
Or maybe like the New York Knights hat, something like that.
That's Roy a little Hobbs Roy hat. Hobbs. Yeah, that's a little too old school, I think, for you.
No, that's definitely not old school for me. I am old school.
No, but you don't want to morph into, and you're already getting there, but you don't want to morph into the really old school sports writer. Like, you want to do like the old school sports writer starter pack.
I kind of feel like you want to take some shots here, but you don't want to take shots.
Well, I like telling people how much older they are than me. I don't know why. I get so much enjoyment out of it. I don't know what I'm going to do when I'm like 55 or so, but one of my great joys...
Well, you already dress like you're 55, so you're there.
See, we're getting there. One of my great joys right now at this point in life is at 36 years old, which is old enough, but telling people that are like near 50 like yourself or right around 50 like yourself and just reminding them that they're right near an important milestone in their life, and 50 AARP Buckeye card. Like, there's a lot of things that happen around those times, and how life is precious, and you know, you don't have much time left. No, that was dark. Little Friday the 13th humor for you, am I right?
See, I told you that you wanted to take some shots without taking shots, 90, and there you go.
90's the new 80, 80's the new 70. Daryl, you're going to be one of these people that lives to be like 107.
My bloodline is not very friendly for the longevity.
After watching,
you should feel really bad about yourself.
Not really. After watching you scarf down Arizona iced teas and honey buns, like as if they're, you know, lettuce and healthy for you. I think the bet might be on earlier than later. But hey, you'll be all right. I mean, you'll be dead, but you'll be all right. It's okay. You had an early bloodline? That kind of stinks.
You are not the person to seek advice from. That's what we've learned this afternoon. Do not ask Jonathan Peterlin for any life advice whatsoever.
The problem with asking me about life advice is that I have the best life advice. They all just end up with the reality that people don't always want to hear is the problem. Listen, you can pretend death doesn't exist while going to your Friday the 13th party is all you want, but it's a reminder. It's right there for you all the time.
So you're telling me I should watch out for the Grim Reaper tonight?
Well, if you had a Grim Reaper hat, I think that one might go very well in the locker room. Get one of those. Get one that really, really screams like you're acknowledging the fact that death is just knocking on your doorstep. No, you're very young. How young are you?
I am. Wait a minute.
What is that age? What is that age again? How old are you?
47.
Oh, you're not even close to 50. Miles away from 50. And 47 is the new 37.
I'll be 48 in a few months. So
you've
I'm getting there.
You got all sorts of time, but you are knocking on that doorstep of being an old sports writer. An old sports writer starter pack. We want to avoid that with you.
I have found, though, I'm starting to turn into what my dad was growing up.
What's
like,
that?
I have a lot of that personality.
A lot of the same tendencies?
Yeah. Like, I like listening to the music that I grew up with and not a big diehard fan of like the new stuff out there. And I'm doing the, that ain't music. This is music. That, you know. Yeah, I'm starting to kind of do that. Like mannerisms.
You yell at kids for doing what they do on TikTok and everything, like Joe Flacco did.
Oh, by the way, I love that from Joe Flacco.
I know you did.
He's kind of the dad of the team right now. He really is. He's the dad in the locker room right now.
I believe it. I think there's an interesting part of the dynamics.
But I like
there.
That Joe's self-aware. He's not a good dancer. Neither. I don't dance. I don't sing. I know. I'm horrible at both. So I just. I do enough to embarrass myself, so I don't need to sing or dance. I'm Team Joe Flacco here.
We're all Team Joe Flacco here. We're Team Joe Noga. He joins us at 5:20. The lead coming your way next. It's Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.